Florian Bieschke's workshop, like bookbinding itself, is a collection of small and precise details.
This is the bindery, as small as it is. We heat it by just getting more people in, you know, five or six people, and we can turn the heaters off.
The small room is already crowded, though not cluttered, with brushes, rulers, antique leather working tools, and several bulky pieces of 19th century machinery. The pale green walls are neatly hung with framed prints made by Bieschke himself. Ballpoint pens aren't allowed here, but glue made out of animal hide is right at home.
We're going to have your fabric come out on the face of your board by an inch and a half.
Okay.
On the day of my visit, Bieschke is working with a college student from Appleton. Allison Peregrine is spending a week learning the basics of how to design, sew, cut, and bind a simple book.
So I'm basically just making two blank books, and it's just sort of like, you know, the entire process from folding the paper and sewing all of the together, gluing, shaping the spine.
Right now, she and Bieschke are readying themselves to make the cover using a blue marbled paper and another made with pale silk. The process seems akin to preparing for minor surgery, and it even involves a scalpel.
So there's a mark we know we can live with. We can start with that. 3/4 inch.
I've never been in a bookbindery before, and I'm amazed by the time they take for careful measurements, weighting down the paper before marking it lightly with a pencil, checking and double-checking.
Bring that mark over. So that's going to be our approach to life.
I ask Bieschke what he likes about the bookmaking process.
Mark out your inch and a half.
Like about it? When they're done.
That's my satisfaction. No, actually, I like every minute of it.
Folding pages one by one, brushing on glue and paste, scraping leather for hours until it's thin and delicate enough for a cover.
Every time you get to do something that you've done something before, you get a chance to do it better. And it usually is better, or just as good as your last time.
When you tell people about your work, are people or potential students surprised that it takes 1 week to make a single book?
I don't think so. I don't think so. It'd probably be a bottom line thinker that would think that way. You know, this is a 15th century hand skill in a digital age. It's not going to go very fast. Once this approach was speeded up, then we got the trade binding that we're used to buying today, which is basically a machine bound book. Mm-hmm. And it's pretty much perfect, which distinguishes it from a handmade product, which is not perfect. And we count on that. We count on that individuality, I think.
Bieschke started his artistic career working as a fine art printer, using hand presses to print woodcuts and lithographs. While there, he got hooked on bookbinding and later opened his own studio in South Bend, Indiana. And he looks at a handmade book the same way he would a piece of fine art.
I know that when you look at the finished book, it's a collection of efforts. If they were all successful, it's a symphony. It's done. Is it good design? And is it good color? Is it good workmanship? Good materials? Is it a success, in other words? Pretty, you can get that. But is this thing successful? Care and concern throughout the whole process.
But it hasn't been easy transplanting his craft to the North Woods, where the fine art of bookbinding isn't in especially high demand. He's given out hundreds of business cards and flyers for classes, but only a handful of students have materialized. He does keep busy with restoration projects, which can come from local customers or from farther away and be mailed in.
This is Robert Louis Stevenson's 1904 Treasure Island. This is just the box. It's called a clamshell case.
He unwraps a case that's designed to look like a treasure chest.
The book was initially covered in black goatskin. Then the planks are individual pieces of calfskin, pared very thin, and inked with India ink and a pen.
Bieschke says each restoration challenges him to understand the unique approach that another bookbinder took decades or centuries earlier.
And you're following someone's footprints, and you're not wearing shoes. You're in contact with that person through their work. And then you have to honor their work by doing just as good.
Whether it's salvaging crumbling illustrations of Treasure Island or hand-sewing new pages together, each book seems to keep the centuries-old craftsmanship process alive and in the present. Natalie Jablonski, WXPR News, Arborvitae.